Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your news briefing brought to you on the first day of June, with me, Nick Theodoulou. Virtually all news yesterday was given over to dissecting the significance of Sunday's parliamentary elections. Analysts said that the continued loss of votes for mainstream parties, first observed in 2011, reflected a changing political landscape. Ruling DC lost one seat and dropped 2.7% from the 2016 elections. But leader Avrov Neofidou said the result was positive overall, in light of the negative campaign waged by the opposition, while also considering the party has been in power for 8 years. Opposition Akel was not so bullish. They were down 3.3% and also lost a seat. Leader Andros Kyprianou said his party was saddened by the results and decisions over the future would be taken. His resignation as leader has even been hinted at. The big winners were right-wing Elam and DEEPA, the DECO splinter group. This saw Elam's seats double to 4, and DEEPA, contesting for the first time, also got 4. DEEPA's success allowed leader Marios Karoyan a parliamentary comeback after an extended absence. Commenting on Elam's success, political analyst Christoforos Christoforou said, "We saw that during the campaign DC and DECO shifted to the right, in terms of matters like migration, and this appears to have benefited Elam, the standard bearers of this ideology." And a new parliament means fresh faces. Of those new faces, in the 56-member house, is Christos Christofias, son of former Ekel president Dimitris Christofias. DC's Haris Georgiadis also got a second shot at being an MP, having given up his seat back in 2013 when he became finance minister. But perhaps the most astonishing new face is Elam Sotiris Ioannou. He became the youngest MP at just 26 years old, taking up his seat 2 years after graduating. But those on the way out include Ekel's Eleni Mavrou, the former Nicosia mayor, and Solidarity's Eleni Theoharous. An apparently embittered Theoharous tweeted, "The people have chosen to surrender without a fight. It is over." Her party won 2.31% of the votes, down by 3% since 2016. Meanwhile, for the second election running, Ekel's high-profile, hard-hitting Irene Haralambidis garnered the most votes out of all candidates, with 14,008. But, overall, women were badly represented. Only 8 women gained a seat, just 14% of their seats available. This is down from 17% in 2016. In 2020, the global average of women in national parliaments rose to 25.5% for the first time. Gender Equality Commissioner Ioas Afina Andoniou said that gender stereotypes and social prejudices are among the many factors to blame. And next, Cyprus has now closed its airspace to flights from Belarus, joining a list of European Union nations imposing restrictions following the forced landing of a passenger jet in Minsk on May 23rd. The Aviation Authority banned airlines registered in Belarus from using Cyprus's airspace and airport from May 28th, a Transport Ministry spokesman said. And for some better news, new relaxations are followed from today as coronavirus cases continue to drop. Last night, just 50 new positive cases were announced. Among the relaxations, 20 people are now allowed at gatherings in homes. And finally, the to-ing and fro-ing over whether the crossing points between the two sides might finally open appear to be nearing a concrete decision. The government spokesman said yesterday that an agreement with the Turkish Cypriots has been reached in principle and the reopenings could take place on Friday. However, Kyriakos Kousos added that what type of COVID-19 certificates people would have to present had yet to be decided. He said an announcement should be made on Wednesday. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, analysis, and content, check out www.cyprus-mail.com. Thank you for listening.